Joining us now from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's Pete Furley. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. It's another great day at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we are just days away from kicking off the NFL's 98th season right here in Canton, where the game began.
Right off the bat, I want to know, do you guys, like, do you troll the other Hall of Fames, like the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame, and the Basketball Hall of Fame? Like, hey, come on, we're the best, we're the football. Do you guys troll each other or what?
Well, I got to tell you, is we work collaboratively with all the Halls of Fame out there, but quite frankly, what's happening here in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame is something I think that's extraordinary and quite different from all the other halls. Is we're underway on a nearly $800 million project called Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village, and what we are creating is, if Disneyland has the happiest place on earth, we are building the most inspiring place on earth, built around those values we think you learn from this great game of football.
Hey, Pete, the Hall of Fame inductions are set for Saturday. What do you guys have to do to get ready for them? What's the buzz right now in Canton? How many people are going to be coming into town, you think?
Yeah, there'll be, fans come from all over the country. We'll have a total of about 700,000 total participants in what's been a two-week festival being celebrated here in Canton. And then we kick it off on Thursday night with the Hall of Fame game at a brand-new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, which is an anchor to this Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village that'll also include restaurants and retails, a national youth sports complex. It'll have a medical component. It'll also have what will be about a 300,000-square-foot indoor amusement park and football-themed water park using some of the greatest technology. But that's kind of where we're going. But this weekend, we'll have fans from all over taking part. And what goes into putting on this Enshrinement Week, which is powered by our friends at Johnson Controls, is that we have literally thousands of volunteers in this community who will take 2 weeks of vacation just to help out. It's an extraordinary celebration unlike anything in sports. And so this place is a buzz. We've been working a lot of long days, and there's a lot of activity going on as we transform this campus into what is a great celebration of the game. It's the way we kick off the NFL season. We actually bookend the NFL season with the Super Bowl on the other end. And it is a celebration unlike anything in sports, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know Jerry Jones getting inducted. I guess that's one of the reasons why you have them playing in the Hall of Fame game. And have you had any contact with Jerry? He's just got to be giddy about the whole thing. And is that how you pick your teams, who's ever getting inducted? Well, you can't have everybody playing in that Thursday game. So how do you go about picking the teams?
The teams often, they do have something to do with the new class. So we elect the new class the day before the Super Bowl, and then about a month or two after is when we announce the game. And obviously want to have a great matchup because it is on national television. It'll be on Thursday night, 8 o'clock kick on NBC. But you want to have a good matchup, but have a tie to the class. So you have Jerry Jones, of course, being enshrined, and his Cowboys will play in the game. But then you also have Kurt Warner being enshrined, and he certainly helped transform the Cardinals into a winner, and they've maintained that winning tradition since he helped turn things around. So be a real nice connection to the class.
When I think about the Hall of Fame, and when I think about the Baseball Hall of Fame, I think about all the great artifacts that are on display there. Same thing at the NBA. I haven't been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in about 15 years. How many artifacts are on display at the Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's a pretty dynamic. We tell the story in a pretty unique way. In fact, but one of the things that fans don't realize is when you walk through the museum, you're only seeing about 5% of our collection.
Wow.
We actually have the world's biggest collection on football that's maintained by our curatorial staff. But when you walk through, you're going to see kind of a mix between interactive to rare artifacts going back into the 1800s all the way to things that have happened this past season. And that's often a big thrill, is when the fans see something happen on a Sunday. It's very common that by Tuesday we have something from that on display. And so, you know, we like to say that we're actually more than just artifacts under glass. What we want is, you know, we focus on a pretty important mission, which is to honor the heroes of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence everywhere. And what that mission means is we want to inspire people from what you learn from this game. So when we put Dak Prescott's jersey under glass. We don't want someone just to come up and see that we've frozen a moment in time. We want them to see those values that represents the thousands of hours that he's put in the dedication and the perseverance to achieve that level of success. And we want to really inspire people and inspire our future generations behind it. So that's really at the core of what we're doing here at the museum. And then, as I mentioned, growing this Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village, which will have 10 main components, including the Hall of Fame itself.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite story about one guy in the Hall of Fame, one artifact that you have in the Hall of Fame, one particular story that you like or that's especially inspiring?
Well, you know, I think one of my favorite stories, and it dates me a little bit, telling me how long I've been here, but when Walter Payton was enshrined, it was a pretty magical moment. He was actually taping a commercial. And when he was done with the commercial, it was a mob scene of people, and fans, of course, wanted to get a glimpse of him, and they're cheering for him and whatnot. Well, when he got done, the hall was kind of clearing out toward the end of the day, and he wanted to go see his uniform. And it was his full uniform from when he set the all-time rushing record at the time before Emmett broke it. And so he wanted to walk down there, and as he walked to the exhibit case, there was a mom, a dad, and their son looking at it, and up walked Walter Payton. And the expression on their face, that happened 20 years ago, and it's still pretty fresh in my mind. I mean, it was absolutely one of the great moments I've ever seen, and we can't promise that to every guest, that when you're looking at an artifact, the person who set the milestone is going to walk up and look at it with you.
Hey, Pete, the Patriots are a big deal up here. We're a Patriots affiliate, and Patriots have had a lot of success over the last 17 years. How many different Patriot artifacts do you have, and what kind of cool things do you have from the Patriots' run of dominance?
Yeah, there's a lot. Of course, you know, what we try to do is tell the full history of the game, and so you're going to see a lot of the Patriots types of things in here, but especially some things from Tom Brady. And when you go through our Lamar Hunt Super Bowl gallery, you're going to see a heavy dose of the Patriots for sure. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, one of the things we do here at the Hall is, you know, Canton is the center of our brand. But we take our mission and our vision and our values out to across the country. We do about 500 events or appearances across the country every year. And we also take it out to the world. And courtesy of Robert Kraft, in June, we took 18 Hall of Famers on a mission trip to Israel to talk about how those values can inspire people and also learn about how he's doing such a great job of growing American football in Israel. So I'm glad you brought that up. Mr. Kraft has been incredibly important to the history of this game and certainly the Patriots' dominance. And now I do have to admit, I grew up in Buffalo, so this is a Bills fan saying this, but hey. But, you know, you can't write the history of the National Football League without focusing on the dominance that the Patriots have had and sustained this level of excellence, perhaps for a longer period of time than any team in the history of the game.
All right, Pete, now you've made me ask the question now, since you're from Buffalo, and I'm sure you've been asked this, and it's always a tough question. When you get into the Hall of Fame, it's only what you've done on the football field, correct? Not what or character you've had off the football field. Should that be considered? Should O.J. Simpson be in the Hall of Fame, especially you being from Buffalo?
Yeah, that's a discussion we've actually been asked. But yeah, when he was elected, the bylaws call for he was elected based on what he did on the football field, and there's no provision in our bylaws to remove someone from the Hall of Fame.
Hey, so he is still in there, and do you think it should be maybe going forward what you do off the football field, or you have no mind to change it right now?
I mean, there's certainly, as we align with more of what we're doing with our mission and values, that'll be something that's under consideration. And the problem comes is when something happens after someone's been elected. So to a point in someone's career when you've accomplished greatness and you've accomplished accomplishments that earn you this election, that's a little different than something that may have happened before you were elected.
Hey, Pete, I want to ask you this, too. Again, I pointed to baseball for a comparison. Baseball having a tough time trying to figure out how to address the steroid era, what to do about the steroid era. Does the Hall of Fame have any mention of, you know, or will they have any discussions about the CTE talk? I don't even know, but would there be some mention of just the history? Is that part of the history of the game?
Well, you know, that's something that we take very seriously, obviously, because as we're building this Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village, we will have a medical component that will also include everything from wellness to rehab to research. And I can tell you, in my, you know, the game is safer than it's ever been, and that happens because of rule changes. It happens because of innovation with equipment and certainly protocols. And so we look forward to playing a role in making the game, continuing to make the game safer, because we have a very strong belief that what this game teaches, it makes people much stronger in life. And so we focus a lot on those values. We have five core values: commitment, integrity, courage, respect, and excellence. That, again, these values not only make someone a great football player, but they make someone a great broadcaster, a great business person, a great mother or father, a great community, and ultimately what makes us a great country. That's where we're going. So we're going to play a role in that. We think the, you know, there's risk in everything you do, but the benefit that you can gain from this game is something that we think can impact the world. And so that's where we're focused. And again, I would say that this game has never been safer than it ever had in its history, and we'll keep making strides to keep improving it.
Pete, I want to ask you another question on the Patriots here. Robert Kraft certainly seems like he, you know, is a Hall of Famer, will be destined at some point. We know Brady and Belichick are, but there are some Patriots that were knocking on the door this year in the early stages, like Ty Law. Where are we at with some of the other Patriots that might be knocking on the door within the next few years?
Yeah, that's one of the things. You know, it's extraordinarily difficult to get into the Hall of Fame. It's a very stringent process, and it ought to be, because and so with Ty Law, is this, you know, he became a finalist. So it starts with a long list of modern era nominees and gets whittled down through the process to 25, down to 15. Once you make it in that 15, you know, the majority of those guys ultimately find their way to Canton. Mm. And so sometimes it's a case of when, not if. But it is a very difficult honor, and it's one of the reasons why the seven members will step to the podium inside our new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium on Saturday night and be humbled beyond belief. They'll be flanked by about 120 of the greatest legends ever to play this game, and what they will talk about is what the game has done for them. They will talk about the people who helped them get to Canton, and it is a moment, I'll tell you, that's the best part of my job.
Yeah.
And it almost sounds corny, but when someone hears those words, "You're going to Canton," it absolutely changes their life. And so that to me, it's a, you know, there's a lot of discussion. You have to think the three you mentioned, at least between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, I would think that they'll have bronze bus here one day. But it's tough, and it's a hard process. And it's not easy to get to Canton, and nor should it be.
Right. As we let you go, I know baseball, they pick the team that you go in under, correct? So do you guys do the same thing, or do the play? And I can't imagine.
I don't think they have a team affiliation in football.
Do they not have it? Don't say
no,
it on
don't.
The thing?
No, they don't. No, you're elected as a player, a coach, or a contributor.
Oh, so yes. You don't say underneath. Well, I guess underneath you say what team they play for, though, right? Right.
Yeah, we recognize their entire career.
Oh, that's absolutely. Right. I was thinking, okay, well, there you go. That answers that. Pete, I certainly appreciate you coming on by. I know it's a very exciting week for you, so I appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck this week, and love to have you on again.
Well, great. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care. Pete Ferrell, everybody. He is the Chief of Staff and Vice President of Communications for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.